Friday. Today is December the 13th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, as we look out in the backyard and garden, we're truly going to look out back at some Christmas tree farms, places folks will go to cut live trees. We're going to talk about some of the different species of Christmas trees and things you want to keep in mind when you're trying to select one that would be best for your home. We'll be back with that after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
We're going to take some time and start off talking about the different varieties of Christmas trees out there and different species available. Basically, trees used for Christmas trees fall into three categories, either the pines, the firs, or the spruce. We're going to take a look a little bit at some of the different ones. First off, with Austrian pine, they're very long-needled, maybe known as black pine. In the past, they were grown extensively for Christmas trees. They have lost a little bit of that popularity. They're dark green in color. They have heavy, thick branches, which are spaced widely, so it makes a good tree for hanging ornaments on, and they have very good needle retention. Also, Scotch pine. That's a popular one that a lot of folks have. Probably the most popular Christmas tree in Ohio. Dark to medium green in color and firm branches. Again, the needle retention is very good, and depending on how it's sheared, it can be very full or be a little bit thinner, and it is usually found statewide. And then Eastern pine. It's a fluffy looking Christmas tree, if you will. More of a bright green foliage. Excellent needle retention also makes it popular. They are long, soft needles, and they grow in clusters. It has soft, pliable branches, so sometimes the heavy ornaments don't work as well on this tree. And then red pines, that's a tree native to many areas in northeastern and north central United States, as well as southeastern Canada. It was commonly used as a Christmas tree during the first half of the century, although the natural range today is found only occasionally on Christmas tree plantations, so it's not quite as popular. The needle retention of cut red pine, though, is excellent. Well, also, we do have southwestern white pines, and they are called the border pine, if you will, or Mexican white pines, native, obviously, to the southwestern U.S. and northern Mexico. They are a dark green to blue green. The needles are attached in groups of five, similar to white pines. They're much more common, maybe in different parts of the country, but they do retain their needles for several years, so that makes them look more full. They do have stiff branches, which is good for hanging a lot of ornaments on. Well, moving on now to the firs, there's different firs out there we can have, the balsam firs, the Fraser firs, the Douglas firs, the Conkler firs. Let's start off, though, with the Cannon firs. Cannon firs, also called West Virginia balsam fir, is a genetic cross of the northern balsam fir from the United States and Canada and the Fraser balsams, which is more from the southeastern U.S. It's got blue-green flattish needles that are silverish in color on the other side, so it has a unique look. It also has a sweet, spicy-like balsam fir fragrance. Its soft, lacy branches are sturdy enough to support different types of ornaments, and it is grown in Ohio. It does seem to have a tolerance for our heavy clay soils, and the needle retention is pretty good. It does take a lot of water. Balsam firs, then, are a tree native to areas of northeast and north-central United States and eastern Canada, widely grown as a Christmas tree throughout that region. The needles are flattened in a cross-section. They have blunt tips and are attached individually to the twigs. The needle colors are generally dark green. Now, the retention of the fresh-cut tree is good. Because of its susceptibility, though, to late spring frost, the balsam tree is generally grown only by a few Christmas tree farms in the northern part of the state here. Stay tuned. We'll be back to talk about some of the others after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to pick up where we left off talking about different types of fir trees. We started talking about pines, and we talked about then the conifers and balsam firs. Moving on now to Fraser firs, it's sort of the balsam fir of the southeastern U.S., if you will, grown on well-drained but fairly moist soils. It has dark blue-green needles that are flat in appearance, attached singly to the branches. Those branches are sturdy. They're symmetrically placed around the tree. They do have a distinct sort of blue-silver color on the underside of the needles. The fragrant tree has has excellent needle retention, may be considered the Cadillac of Christmas trees, if you will. And if the grower has the correct soils and drainage, that tree can be grown in Ohio, producing an excellent classic Christmas tree look. The Douglas fir then is a green to blue-green tree with soft needles about an inch long. Now, although the branches are soft and pliable, its growth habit is very full, giving the decorator a multitude of branches to hang ornaments on. The distinct feature of Douglas firs is they have more of a citrus smell than a pine smell, so that's something that folks maybe remember there. The needle retention is very good, so it makes an excellent fragrant Christmas tree. Interestingly, though, a Douglas fir is not a true fir tree. Conkler firs is another one, well known as the white fir in some circles. They have silvery blue-green needles attached to the branch in more of an upright manner. It grows in higher elevation, so we don't see it as much here in Ohio on the tree farms. It's layered branches, slightly wild-growing tree, if you will. Good to excellent needle retention. This one also has sort of a strong citrusy smell rather than a pine smell. And then Colorado blue spruces, if we start moving into the spruce trees, the blue spruce, obviously, we know, comes in a variety of colors from light powdery blue to rich dark green, about 1 inch long needles. Now, these are sharp, and that's sometimes where they aren't great for families with little kids trying to hang them on because you get poked, but the tree will accept heavy ornaments, and usually it's full when kept sheared or can be layered in appearance based on how that tree farm has them sheared. They have a very nice aroma, though, and the needle retention is average on those. Norway spruce are found throughout the United States. They have shiny dark green needles, and it makes a great traditional-looking Christmas tree as well. Needle retention, though, is only fair, so it's one you want to maybe get a little bit later if you're getting it fresh cut so that it still looks good and hangs on to those needles through Christmas. There's the white spruce. Now, white spruce have more of that silvery blue appearance. The needles are attached singly and lay tightly on the branches. They do have sturdy branches, so they're good for heavy ornaments. Like the Norway spruce, it's commonly used in landscaping, not so much as the blue spruce may be, but not as often as a Christmas tree. It can be used as a Christmas tree. Needle retention, again, is fair, like the Norway spruce, so it's something you would cut mid to late month if you want to bring it in the house and still have it looking good over the holidays. And then we'll wrap up with the Serbian spruce. That's a tree native to Northern Europe and Northern Asia, more commonly seen as planted in an ornamental situation rather than a tree. But again, any of these do work as Christmas trees. The needle color is medium to dark green. It does, interestingly, have two very distinct bands on the lower surface of the needles, which give them sort of a silvery appearance. Serbia spruce makes an attractive Christmas tree, but the needle retention of cut trees is only average. So different things to keep in mind if you're out shopping for live Christmas trees. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMIW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great weekend.